Harper Audio presents Change or Die, The Three Keys to Change at Work and in Life, by Alan Deutschman. Read by Brian Keeler. Copyright 2007 by Alan Deutschman. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. The nine psych concepts of change. 1. Frames. 2. Denial and other psychological self-defenses. 3. Short-term wins. 4. The power of community and culture. 5. Acting as if. 6. Recasting a life story. 7. Walk the walk. 8. The brain is plastic. 9. The solution might be the problem. Introduction. The Three Keys to Change. Change or die. What if you were given that choice? For real. What if it weren't just the hyperbolic rhetoric that conflates corporate performance with life or death? Not the overblown exhortations of a rabid boss, or a maniacal coach, or a slick motivational speaker, or a self-dramatizing chief executive officer or political leader. We're talking actual life and death now. Your own life and death. What if a well-informed, trusted authority figure said you had to make difficult and enduring changes in the way you think, feel, and act? If you didn't, your time would end soon, a lot sooner than it had to. Could you change when change really mattered, when it mattered most? Yes, you say? Try again. Yes? You're probably deluding yourself. That's what the experts say. They say that you wouldn't change. Don't believe it? You want odds? Here are the odds that the experts are laying down. They're scientifically studied odds. 9 to 1. That's 9 to 1 against you. How do you like those odds? This revelation unnerved me when I heard it in November 2004 at a private conference at Rockefeller University, an elite medical research center in New York City. The event was hosted by the top executives at IBM, who invited the most brilliant thinkers they knew from around the world to come together for a day and propose solutions to some of the world's biggest problems. Their first topic was the crisis in healthcare, an industry that consumes an astonishing $2.1 trillion a year in the United States alone, more than 1/7 of the entire economy. Despite all that spending, we're not feeling healthier, and we aren't making enough progress toward preventing illnesses that kill us, such as heart disease, stroke, and cancer. A dream team of experts took the stage, and you might have expected them to proclaim that breathtaking advances in science and technology, mapping the human genome and all that, held the long-awaited answers. That's not what they said. Speaking to the small group of insiders, they were unsparingly candid. They said that the cause of the healthcare crisis hadn't changed for decades, and the medical establishment still couldn't figure out what to do about it. Dr. Raphael Ray Levy, founder of the Global Medical Forum, an annual summit meeting of leaders from every part of the healthcare system, told the audience, "A relatively small percentage of the population consumes the vast majority of the healthcare budget for diseases that are very well known and, by and large, behavioral. That is, they're sick because of how they choose to lead their lives, not because of factors beyond their control, such as the genes they were born with." Levy continued, "Even as far back as when I was in medical school," he enrolled at Harvard in 1955, "many articles demonstrated that 80% of the healthcare budget was consumed by 5 behavioral issues." He didn't bother to name them, but you don't need an MD to guess what he was talking about. Too much smoking, drinking, and eating. Too much stress, not enough exercise. Then the really shocking news was presented by Dr. Edward Miller, dean of the medical school and chief executive officer of the hospital at Johns Hopkins University.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?